up some years ago, and I ain't sure I ever went back to sleep. Time got slippery, lost its shape, like water in your hands. No matter how tight you squeeze, it runs down the cracks, leaves you cold, and wondering what you were trying to hold in the first place. But memory don't flow. It don't follow the clock. It stays, like rust on an old tool, like blood on the floorboards. They say the past is dead, dust, bone, forgotten names scratched on stones no one visits. But that ain't true. The past don't die. It waits. It hides behind your eyes when you're alone too long. Comes creeping in the silence between ticks of a broken watch. There's a photograph in my head, cracked edges, colors gone to smoke, a girl in a yellow dress, bare feet on hot pavement, laugh like wind chimes in July. I see it as clear as the sun burning the back of my neck, though I ain't heard her voice in 20 winters. The thing is, memory ain't no museum. It ain't meant to be visited neat and tidy. It's a swamp. You step in, and it pulls. You think you're walking straight, but you circle the same pain again and again till it becomes a kind of prayer, a punishment, a proof you were ever here at all. I reckon that's why we remember, not to hold on, but to be held, to feel something wrap around your ribs from the inside, even if it hurts, even if it bleeds. And when the world forgets you, and it will, maybe your memory clings to someone else. Like smoke in their clothes, like a name they can't place but miss all the same. I used to think forgetting was mercy, that if I could just let go of all the faces and words and touches, I could walk lighter, like a man unburdened. But that ain't how it works. Forgetting don't free you. It rots you from the inside out, leaves a hollow where the ache should be. And the ache, well, that's the proof you lived. You can lie to yourself about a lot of things, the years, the reasons, the right and the wrong, but memory don't lie. It's patient, cruel, maybe, but honest. Shows you who you were when no one was looking. Shows you what you ran from, who you let down, what you loved, what you lost.
Shows you that you were the one that was looking. Shows you that you were the one that ran. Shows you that you were the one that was looking. Shows you that you were the one that ran.
I knew a man once, carried a silver pocket watch, though it never ticked, said it was his father's, would wind it every morning like it still meant something. Told me the hands always pointed to the minute his father died. I asked him why he bothered. He said, to remember. So I don't start pretending it didn't happen. Hell of a thing. How we hold on to what breaks us, like splinters under the skin. But there's a kind of holiness in that too, in not letting go, in bearing witness to your own becoming, even if what you became ain't what you hoped. And the funny thing, even the pain fades different with time. What once burned now hums, like an old song drifting through the walls. Can't make out the words, but the tune still cuts deep. A man's memory is the only map he ever gets. The roads might be gone. The town's changed, names erased, but the feeling that stays. The way the sun looked through the trees that one afternoon. The way someone said your name, soft like prayer. That's the territory we travel again and again. Not for direction, but to remember we once had a place. 'Cause without memory, what are we? Just shadows flickering on the walls of an empty house. And I ain't ready to be no shadow. Not yet. Sometimes I think the dead remember us better than the living do. You ever get that feeling? Like someone's watching, but kind. Not judging. Just remembering you. The you that don't show up in mirrors no more. The you you were before the weight set in. Before the world carved its name into your back. I walk past the old schoolyard now and again. Rusted swings. Fence all grown over with vines and quiet. But when the wind blows just right, I hear kids laughing. Clear as daylight. And for a second, I ain't this old man with a limp and a list of regrets longer than the Mississippi. I'm just a boy again, grass stained and sunburned, heart still wide open to the world. They say memory fades, but I think that's only half true. The sharp edge is dull, sure. The dates slip, but the feeling, the heat of it, the sorrow, the joy, that part don't fade. It sinks deep, like a river carving stone. You forget the storm, but not the flood. I've been haunted, sure, but not by ghosts, by moments. The way she looked at me the night she left, the smell of my daddy's coat, the sound of a screen door in the summer, slamming behind someone who won't be back. Thing is, I wouldn't trade those hauntings for peace. Not really. They're all I got left of the folks I lost. The only sermons I ever trusted. Memory hurts because it mattered. Because it still does. One day I'll be gone too. Dust like the rest of them. My name will get said less and less, then not at all. And that's all right. I ain't afraid of vanishing. I'm afraid of being remembered wrong. So, I talk to the wind. I write on napkins. I tell stories that go nowhere just to keep the details alive. You call it rambling. I call it survival. A man's gotta leave something behind, even if it's just a trail of words in the dirt. Maybe someone will pick them up, piece together who I was. Or maybe not. Maybe they'll just feel the echo, like thunder long after the lightning's gone. That's memory, too. The part that don't ask permission. The part that stays. Folks think starting a fire is just a matter of match to wood. Like most things now, flip a switch, press a button, and there it is. But a real fire, the kind that keeps a man alive when the night gets too long, that takes patience and respect. First, you find yourself some tinder. Not just any wood. No, sir. You need what's ready to burn. Dry grass, pine needles, birch bark if you're lucky. I've used old newspaper, pocket lint, even a dry corn husk once. It don't matter what it is, as long as it's willing to catch. Then the kindling. Little sticks, no thicker than a pencil. Dries the key, deadfall's best. Not green, not wet. Stack 'em gentle over the tinder. Teepee shape or maybe a little log cabin if you're feeling particular. Leave space for air to move. Fire's just as much breath as it is heat. Then your fuel, real logs, bigger, seasoned. Not so big they smother it. You feed those after the flame's got its feet under it. After it's tasted the world a little. Light the tinder. Don't rush it. Crouch down, close. Shield it from the wind. Watch how it tries, how it struggles, how it catches. If you did it right. And if it don't, start again. A fire don't owe you nothing.
That you were loved. You were loved. You were lost. You were lost.
I used to think forgetting some words. I could just let go of all faces. Touch. I could walk quiet. I could heard.
Building a fire is like remembering someone. You start with the little things, the details, a laugh, a smell, a look. You build slow, careful, stack moments like kindling, give it space to breathe, to live. But if you pile it on too fast, if you try to light the whole damn log all at once, it smothers. Smoke, but no flame. Grief without warmth. That's the trick, really. Memory, like fire, needs tending. Not too much, not too little. Just enough to keep the coals alive when the wind comes hard. And the wind always comes. It's easy to think fire's everything. Out here, when the dark wraps around you tight and the cold starts crawling up your spine like some old regret, that little flame feels like salvation. It gives you light, heat, a reason to keep your hands moving. Keeps the wolves back, real or imagined. But fire don't feed you. Don't quench thirst. Don't mend what's broken. It hides things too. Makes shadows dance like devils. Makes you see what ain't there and miss what is. Truth is, a man can live without fire. Hard living, sure, but it can be done. What he can't live without is shelter. Not just a roof, mind you. I mean something to return to. Something that don't blow away with the wind. That might be a house. Might be a woman's voice. Might just be the sound of your daughter saying your name like it still means something. I seen men with fire in their hands and nothing in their hearts. Burned through everything they touched. Left nothing but ash behind them. You gotta know when to build the fire and when to walk away from it. Sometimes the bravest thing a man can do is sit in the dark a while. Let the silence speak. You get older and start learning fire's just a part of the picture. Just one tool in the box. Warmth ain't always fire. Light don't always come from flame. Some nights it comes from memory. Some nights it comes from hope. And sometimes, it just don't come at all. And you gotta be okay with that. Gotta learn to sit in the cold and not be afraid of it. Cold don't mean you're dead. It just means you're still here. Still feeling. Still waiting. Fire's good. Fire'll keep you alive. But it ain't everything. live, really live, you need something to burn for. Had a fella pass through once. Young, city type, full of questions and too much cologne. Sat across from me at a fire like this, said, "You ever think about how we're just stardust?" Like he was telling me something new. I said, "Son, I think about that every damn day. But stardust still gets lonely, still needs a place to sit down." He didn't stay long. That's the thing, ain't it? You can dress life up with science and poetry, call it all cosmic this and infinite that, but at the end of the day, we're just animals trying to stay warm, trying to hold on to whatever scraps of kindness we can before the sun goes down. And that fire, it helps, but it don't answer your questions. Don't tell you why she left, or why your old man never said the words you needed. Don't stop the dreams, the ones where you're running through old memories like a dog chasing a car that already passed. You start to realize all this, fire, memory, silence, it ain't about survival, not really. It's about witnessing, about being present for your own life, even the parts you'd rather forget. There's nights I sit out here and I swear I can hear my daddy's laugh in the wind or the creak of the tavern door back in town. Used to have a bell on it, little rusted thing. Folks had come in from the cold, stomping snow off their boots, looking for light and company. And for a few hours, we gave it to them. Fire don't mean much without people to sit around it. You learn that the hard way. But see, if you sit with yourself long enough, really sit, you start hearing things you forgot you knew. The sound of your mother's hands in the dishwater. The pop of the radio in your dad's truck when the heater kicked in. The quiet after heartbreak that somehow didn't kill you. That's memory too. Not always pain, sometimes it's just presence. Like a fire that don't warm you, but you're still glad it's burning. Maybe fire ain't everything, but it's enough for now. You stay still long enough, and the world shows up, not all at once. Just little signs, a flicker of light on the tree bark. The whistle of something small in the underbrush, the smell of dew on burned wood, and you remember, you're not alone, not really. You're part of something, bigger than the ache in your chest, bigger than your name scratched on some tax form. I used to think the world was supposed to explain itself to you, that life owed you a reason, some big moment where it all clicked into place and the weight lifted. But now I think maybe the whole trick is learning how to carry it without needing to know why, without needing it to be fair. Just shoulder it and keep walking. You don't have to be proud, just honest. I walked out of that tavern the night my old man died. Didn't even lock the door, just let it swing in the wind. Couldn't stand the thought of one more toast, one more story about the good old days when none of them showed up when it counted. He died quiet in that little back room with the broken fan and the half-empty bottle of Old Crow still sitting on the nightstand. I sat with him for hours, just me and him and the sound of his breath getting thinner. And let me tell you, death don't look like it does in the movies. It's not clean, not dramatic. It's slow, muffled, like someone turning down the world one dial at a time. But memory don't let you turn it back up. It just plays it again, quiet and soft, on loop. That's when I learned, fire might warm your hands, but memory burns in the chest. And I got a whole hearth full of them. Some days they blaze, some days just smoke. But I keep feeding them, one little stick at a time. Because if I let it go out, I don't know what's left of me.
Thank you.
It wasn't melody the way most folks think of it. Wasn't no hum-along tune, no verse, chorus, verse you could tap your foot to. Nah, it was sound stretched out till it felt like a place, like a cracked open cathedral at the end of the world, the beginning. It came up from the ground almost, low growling tones, like the soil itself remembering old songs. Wires humming, buzzing, whispering against each other like wind through dead telephone lines. Not angry, just old, tired maybe, but still there. And then voices, not words you could understand, not even syllables, just shapes made out of breath and ache, twining through each other, lifting and falling like smoke trying to form a face before the wind snatches it away. Some high, frail, near to breaking. Others low, sunk so deep you felt them in your rib cage. Women singing like ghosts that never figured out if they were mourning or praying. Maybe both. And through it all, these sharp little bursts. Strings scraped raw sometimes, like bone on stone. Other times pulled so soft, it was like the sound of paper burning. That quick, bright crackle just before it's gone. They weren't trying to be pretty. Pretty had nothing to do with it. They were trying to speak, to carve the air open and pour something honest into it. And there was rhythm too, if you listen close enough, not beating like a drum in a parade. No, it was more like a heart trying to remember how to beat when the night pressed too heavy on it. A low thud here, a quick shudder there. Patterns just out of reach, like dreams you only half remember when you wake up. Somewhere deep in all that noise, buried way down, there was a kind of question. It never asked it outright. It just hung there, like a half-open door in a house you ain't sure you got the right to enter. I sometimes wonder how something like that gets made. Can't see it happening in any room I know. No church hall. No studio with blinking lights and little red signs telling you when to hush and when to sing. No, sir. Feels like it had to be built slow. In pieces. Like setting traps for ghosts. Maybe there was one of them. Sitting alone in the dark. Staring at a wall with nothing but the buzz of a busted neon light for company. Fingers twitching on an old keyboard. Coaxing out them hums and purrs and whines like fishing for something just under the surface of the water. And the voices, I figure they didn't come easy either. Maybe folks sat around in a circle, no sheet music, no plans, just breathing, just humming into the heavy air, each one throwing a thread out into the dark, hoping it'd catch on something real. And the strings, Lord, those strings sounded like they weren't even played by hand at first, like maybe they were scratched out of the walls of an old house, or found, already twisted up and buzzing, inside some broken-down machine. Pulled out piece by piece by someone who knew that beauty don't always come clean. Someone who knew you gotta scrape a little, bleed a little, before the right sound comes loose. There's... There's places you pass by without much notice, low spots mostly, the kind where the grass stays wet too long after a rain, and the trees lean in close like they're whispering secrets you got no business hearing. A gully, say, little creek at the bottom, snake thin, trickling over stones that been worn smooth by time and something older than time. Most days you wouldn't think twice about it, just a ditch, you'd say, just run off. Just water heading nowhere in particular. But if you stop, if you stand real still, and if the sky's the right kind of heavy, if your heart's dragging a little lower than usual, you might hear something. Not right off, no. Not like a voice calling your name clean across the hills. more like a murmur, like a story being told too soft to catch the words. Or maybe it's just the way the water moves over the rocks. But there's a rhythm to it that feels shaped. Not random, not wild, like something is setting there under the surface, humming just quiet enough you gotta lean in if you wanna catch it. I don't reckon its voice is the way you and me talk. Ain't nothing you can carry back up the hill in your hands. It's more like memories that don't belong to anybody anymore. Old things, drifting through the stones and moss, catching the light just right if you're patient enough or foolish enough to listen. And even then, even if you hear them, you don't always want to. There's weight in that kind of listening, the kind that settles on your chest and don't shake loose easy, the kind that makes you wonder if maybe places remember more than people do. And maybe they ain't forgotten you neither. Best to walk on sometimes. Best to let the water keep its secrets. Best to leave the voices for those with stronger hearts or no good sense at all. Wind like this, it don't just blow, it moves, curls up from the hollows like it's been sleeping there all night, stretching its arms out, feeling for anything loose it can tug at. Dust, dead leaves, a coat left open too wide. It catches them all, sets them dancing whether they want to or not. First it comes in little breaths, short, sharp nudges against your side like a kid poking at you for attention. Then it pulls back, waiting, watching. And just when you think maybe it's done, it comes rushing up full and fast, hitting your back like a shove from an old friend you ain't sure you trust anymore. Not a steady beat like a drum you can march to. No, this rhythm's older, wilder. It surges and fades, like breath drawn in too deep and let out slow and ragged. Big gulps of air rolling over the hills, down through the gullies, up through the bare bones of trees. And sometimes it'll slip in sideways, real sly, and brush your neck so soft you'd swear it was a hand or a word someone almost said. Other times it rattles the fence posts and the barn doors and the loose boards under your boots like it's shaking the bones of the world itself, reminding everything how easy it would be to tear it all apart if it wanted to. But mostly it just moves. Moves like it's carrying old songs you ain't heard yet. Moves like it's searching for something it lost a long, long time ago. And it don't much care if it stirs up your coat or your heart along the way. You can fight it if you're fool enough. Plant your feet, grit your teeth, or you can lean a little, let it take you where it's going, for a while anyway. Sometimes that's the only way. Most folks, when they listen, they're just waiting for something they recognize, waiting for a tune they already know how to hum along to, or a voice they already trust. But there's another kind of listening, harder, a kind where you don't lean in hoping for a melody, where you don't shape the sound with your wanting. You just let it be. You listen to the space between things, the scrape of boot leather against stone, the cough of wind against an old screen door, the tired creak of a tree trying to remember how to stand. You learn to hear the way the air shifts before a bird takes off, the way the dust moves, whispering over the skin of the road. It ain't about gathering up the pretty parts and humming them back to yourself like some magpie. It's about letting every noise, every breath, every scrape and sigh wash over you without trying to name it or tame it. It's about hearing it all, even when it don't make sense. Especially when it don't make sense, if you give up expecting anything at all. You might start to hear how even the silence has a shape. Even the silence has a shape. My grandpa had this old radio, big as a suitcase, weighed damn near as much too. Sat right on the edge of his workbench out in the garage, half covered in sawdust and the smell of gasoline. Black knobs worn smooth like rosary beads from too many prayers. It played old country mostly. Hank, Lefty, others that I don't remember. Sometimes farm reports. Sometimes baseball if the sky was right and the signal could bounce in from Chicago. And in between, that static, the kind that wraps around the notes like a blanket made of ghosts. I used to lay on the concrete floor while he worked, me with a cold bottle of pop, him fixing carburetors or whittling God knows what, that radio talking the whole time, and every now and then, he'd stop what he was doing, cock his head and say, "Now listen to that steel guitar. You hear that? That right there is truth." Back then, I didn't get it. Thought it was just background noise, but now, hell, I hear a song like that and I'm back there. That floor, that dust, that big hand setting down a wrench like it was made of glass. And the thing is, it wasn't the music, not really. It was the presence. That hum, that constant murmur. It was like time itself was talking through that speaker, not rushing, not explaining. Just there, solid, honest. I kept that radio after he died. Don't work anymore. Took it apart once, tried to fix it. Gutted it like a fish. But the soul was gone. Just wires and dust. So now, it sits on my shelf. Quiet. Heavy. Like maybe if I wait long enough, I'll catch that signal again. Hear him whistle along. Say my name like it ain't been years since he's gone. Funny thing, out of everything that's gone, it's that sound I miss the most. Not his voice, not even the songs. That hum that told me, you ain't alone out here. Someone's still singing, the world's still turning. You have been listening to episode 196 of the Stop Go Stop podcast, tending to a monologue, a soundscape, a continuation of a story, and a story not related to anything. A dream, a conversation, a wind in the night. The podcast is produced by John Wanzel. From Chicago to your ears, thank you for listening.